it's so public now when people die from drugs.
I think a child will try drink or drugs with pressure from their peers, from anger from in the home. I think if they're being bullied, they'll do anything to look cool, to take the pressure off, or just to get away from the situation that they're in.
I just remember my parents always said that the children that you see that are getting themselves in the most trouble are the kids standing on the corner with nothing to do.
Those parents are absolutely correct. There are various reasons why young people begin abusing drugs and alcohol, but how widespread is the problem? Here's Stephen Cardy of family.ie.
In the male population between the age of 12 and 17, alcohol abuse is 86.9% by the age of 17 in Ireland. So that's very, very high indeed. And tobacco is at 50%, and inhalants and cannabis say 23% and so on. So it's not as if it's not there. It is there. And the question then is, how do we handle it?
And without a doubt, that is the question. But is there anything we can really do to keep kids from going down that road? Or is drug and alcohol abuse simply a rite of passage for young people in Ireland? I'm Ronan Johnston, along with Stephen Carty, Heather Walsh and Ger Shanahan. You're very welcome to today's edition of family.ie. This is the first in our five-part radio series based on our in-depth training course called How to Drug-Proof Your Kids. Also joining us throughout the series is Paul Mangan. In addition to being a parent himself, he's also a professional childcare worker, as well as a successful facilitator of How to Drug-Proof Your Kids.
I suppose one of the main strengths of the program is that it's families taking control once again. Mm-hmm. It's not really the school, the community, the local football club, or the local disco, or the local pub owner. It's none of them taking control of the situation. It's families directly taking control of the situation, which is where it really should be. And this is an enabling tool. Mm-hmm. It's a very powerful enabling tool to help them to do that in a non-judgmental, not a judge or a jury way.
To give us a bit of background on how our Drug Proof Your Kids training course was developed, Stephen Cardy caught up with Dale Stagg via Skype. Dale is currently the CEO of HCJB Global Australia and had a keen interest in helping launch this particular drug prevention course.
How to Drug Proof Your Kids was really a great fit for me. Prior to being appointed at Focus on the Family Australia, I'd spent 10 years in the Victoria Police here in Melbourne, Australia. 5 years in the uniform branch, then 5 years as a detective. And once I left the police force, I worked as a drug and alcohol counsellor for a little over 12 months. And then the opportunity came up to work with Focus on the Family.
You know, we had some very sad stories from families that were in contact with us that involved drug and alcohol abuse amongst their children, attempted suicide or successful suicide by their children or another family member that related to harmful drug use, and they wanted answers.
And Mervyn Nutley explains how we adopted the course to help address the needs here.
I mean, the great thing about Australia is it's different from us, but it's not as different, say, as US culture. So there was great, you know, there's a lot of parallels there already. The UK guys had already made some changes, and then we had to make some minor tweaks, but it wasn't a huge amount of work to do that. And we really felt that it would go well with an Irish audience. There wasn't anything similar out there. A lot of the work that was being done at the time was actually trying to reach teenagers or children in schools directly. And while that's all very valuable, we also felt that actually the people who have the greatest influence on children are their parents, despite the fact that parents may not think that, but they do. They, you know, children spend 6 or 7 hours a day in school, but, you know, the rest of the time on weekends they're at home with their parents. And, you know, this is a living issue. Every school in the country has got drugs, and we're now hearing about drugs actually coming into just to primary schools. It isn't just a secondary school problem anymore. So we're really saying, if you're a parent of an 7, 8, 9-year-old child, you need to be getting the strategies, getting the equipment you need to steer your child away from the harmful use of drugs and alcohol. Because all of the figures show the earlier a child starts to use drugs or the earlier a child starts to use alcohol, the more likely they are to become dependent on drugs, become, you know, alcohol problems and various other things.
So, parents, grandparents, carers, if you hear nothing else from today's programme, we hope that you know that we are in your corner. But obviously, we hope you gain much more than just that. To tell us more about the How to Drug Proof Your Kids training course, as well as what to expect in each session, here's Stephen, Heather, Paul and Ger.
Is the Drug Proof Your Kids programme a guarantee for success?
There's no way that you can guarantee the success of the Drug Proof Your Kids, in the sense that you can't guarantee that they will remain free of drugs. But what the programme is designed to help parents do is to connect with their children in a meaningful way that will help build strong and healthy relationships. And out of that, the likelihood is that prevention of engagement in risky activity and drug taking and alcohol abuse and so on by children, particularly during their teenage years and as they enter into early adulthood, will be significantly diminished by virtue of the relationship with their parents.
Paul, as a guest in our programme, would you tell us something about yourself?
I'm here really in my capacity as a parent. I feel very challenged on a daily basis with my children as to how I should do and what I should do and how well I'm actually doing. So that's what has me here.
You also have, Paul, a significant professional expertise in this area, and you bring that to the table as well, not just as a parent, but, you know, as a professional in this area of caring for children. So
yeah, I have some expertise with regard to problematic behaviours with children, and also I have a professional background. I've been working with children, mostly adolescents, over the last decade or so, in a community setting and also in mainstream residential childcare. As you say, there's a number of ways in which the programme can be delivered, but it's basically six modules. It's a drug prevention programme, specifically drug prevention. But when you unwrap that, what it looks like is it's really hands-on parenting skills, which challenges parents where they're at. So it's very practical and it's very hands-on in terms of its focus. What it does is it helps identify the areas, the weak areas, and the areas of concern that parents have regarding what's going on for their children, full stop. Not just particularly drugs, but in all areas, it's quite transferable in that regard, the programme is.
Does the programme simply expose these weaknesses in these areas of concern, or does it go further?
Well, it exposes them and then suggests, with the best scientific and best theory into practice, ways and methods, interventions that can help families to cope.
You're listening to Family.ie. If you just tuned in, we're just getting started in our five-part series, How to Drug-Proof Your Kids. There's a lot more practical advice on the way, so I hope you'll keep it tuned right here for more. And don't forget that we'd love to hear from you as well. Our text comment line is 086-251-6886. And if you have any questions or comments at any time for which you need a reply, feel free to email us. radio@family.ie. Again, that's 086-251-6886 or radio@family.ie. Stay with us for more as we explore our How to Drug-Proof Your Kids training course on today's edition of Family.ie. Welcome once again to Family.ie. Professor John Tumaru explains some more of the principles behind our How to Drug-Proof Your Kids training course.
In redesigning the program, what became clear is that there had been a lot of thinking about stages of change that a parent might work through. What we decided to do as a team in revamping the program was to make these stages of change really explicit. So I think what parents will find when they get into this program is that they're going to be seeing a very clear wheel that they can work their way through. We see it as, we sometimes talk about it as the wagon wheel. So really it's the way at which the wagon wheel's a good idea because it's a bit like pioneers going off on their new journey. So it's the way in which parents can follow the wheel to give themselves conceptual structure by which they can start to make changes that can help their children.
Professor Tumaru, who is going to feature in all of these programmes, he travels very extensively because he's a world expert in the area of adolescent development and health and mental health amongst adolescents. And so, in a sense, he brings all that expertise to bear, and he helped in the design of version 2 of Drug Proof Your Kids. And his expertise has laid the foundation for a lot of the content of what's in session 1 to 6 of the programme, so that it's dealing with the issues, as Paul has said, not just to raise the issues, but also to give parents the opportunity to evaluate and discuss for themselves, well, what can I do about this? Because every session gives the parents not only some of the foundational issues that they need to address, but also says to them, well, what are we going to do about it? And they have a take-home exercise, so that each week the parents will go home and say, I'm going to do something, and then they come back next week and sort of say, well, what did I do about that?
So what's session 1 then about?
Session one is an introduction for parents to the whole scene, particularly around drugs. We'll talk a little bit about the national drugs policy and the zero tolerance. There'll be a questionnaire where people have to explain what they understood so far about being a parent and what it is they've learned about parenting. And it gives them a chance to talk in small groups with other parents. So they're no longer on their own in this task of parenting children, particularly young adolescents that can be a very challenging group. No longer on their own, they get a chance to work in small groups. And I think that's the value, really, of the introduction. Mm. It brings parents together. And this first session is really about engaging the parents in the whole programme.
It's quite a reflective piece in trying to discern where parents actually are at. In that regard, if there's a deficit there in terms of their parenting, they need to know that from the start. Now, often they're quite anxious because they're coming to a drug-proof programme, and there's probably issues have already arisen, be them not just concerns in terms of anxiety and stress and people thinking, oh, sure, everybody's on drugs these days, that type of thing. Or maybe there's been an incident within their family or their extended family and they want to know more about what's going on in regard to the area of drugs and drug addiction. So what you're trying to do first is discern where parents are at and get them to reflect on that. Because what that does then is that de-stresses them. And when they become de-stressed, then they're in a much better position to actually take on board the information that you're going to try and give them. So that's kind of the genesis of the first part, is the first part of the programme. The first couple of sessions, 2-3 sessions, are trying to discern where people are at and get them to reflect on that and own that. Because unless you know where you are, it's very hard to move forward from that point. But again, I don't want to make this sound very technical. There's a lot of celebration in the first program, the first module of the program. There's a lot of celebration in it in terms of where parents are at, what they expect to get out of parenting, how they acknowledge that. And if they can't acknowledge that, maybe because they're too stressed, that other parents, and that's what the beauty of the group setting is, other parents can jump in and affirm them and exhort them and reinforce, help them to come to a place where at least they can acknowledge the good things about parenting. Maybe they started off in one place. We all get a newborn baby and it's put into our hands. And at that moment, no one knows what the future holds for that child. And many, many things happened, and this program is targeted between 10 and 14 years of age. So quite a number of years have passed with that child in terms of formation and development. So the next piece then is to actually look back on those years and to try and celebrate something about it. Find something good, find things positive, find some optimism, the successes, to validate that within the parents. Because it's an enormous job being a parent, and often we forget we're too busy.
Thanks, Paul. We actually have some comments of how parents would explain what they've discovered.
To love my children unconditionally. It's hard.
To be patient, to be fun-loving.
I think it's hard work. It's tough. It's very demanding.
It doesn't get easier. Just different.
Had to be all kinds of things to be a parent. Taxi driver, psychologist, nurse, of course, counsellor, policewoman sometimes.
When I was first married, I expected to have the perfect child that I never yelled at or the child never cried.
It's not as easy as you think.
The special thing about parenting to me was the privilege of being able to input into a child's life.
To have lots of patience.
As the kids grow older, they have different needs, they have different expectations.
I think we have to grow with them.
It's not all about knowing everything and directing and controlling.
As they grow, like the young years are very different to what I'm experiencing now with my 10-year-old, so...
It's hard. It's very tough.
You know, I've lost control of the house, you know. Sometimes I just admit I've lost control.
I mean, I think we can all identify with those experiences from the parents there relating their experiences. And none of us start parenthood as experts. Parenthood is learned, and the parenting skills are learned on the run. The thing I love about what you said earlier, Paul, was that this seems to be completely non-judgmental. This completely accepting of the parents exactly where they are, and you're offering a starting point to proceed more, learn more, gain more skills and address the issues that are now facing their families, really.
How to do anything with your kids is a hands-on life learning experience. You don't have a driver's license when you're going to learn to drive, but you get one. And you don't need any qualification to be a parent. You just are a parent. One day you're a parent. And often there are circumstances and situations people find themselves in. So we're kind of catching up with getting ourselves qualified.
Yeah.
And it is very much on the run. Yeah.
And again, parents, we're here to run alongside of you to say you can do it. This is family.ie. The final segment of today's programme is coming up in just a moment, and you'll find more information about our full How to Drug-Proof Your Kids training course at family.ie. Our website is full of many helpful resources, many of them free, that can help every member of your family thrive, married, single, divorced, whether you have kids or not. So be sure to stop by www.family.ie. And stay with us as we wrap up today's discussion. The team will help us realise how widespread the problems are and give us some more practical tips on how to safeguard the kids in your care through prevention. That's right here on the first in our five-part series, How to Drug-Proof Your Kids.
I'm not a parent myself, but the main reason I signed up for a course was to gain knowledge and skills in trying to deliver courses. I think there's a lot of valuable information that could be had from the course. I think it would help them get close together and help them have more bonding time with each other and bring families together. There's a lot of skills that are taught that help them be closer with their children and all that kind of thing.
One of our previous participants talking about our How to Drug-Proof Your Kids training course. It's a good reminder that you don't have to be a parent in order to help the kids and parents in your community. Welcome to the final segment of today's family.ie. Today we're looking at what to expect in the first session of the course. Back to the discussion now with Stephen, Heather, Ger and Paul.
So where does the programme take us next then? Because we've addressed the issues that parents need to be open to learning and discovering ways of learning. But what else does the programme offer us?
We talk about the impact of drugs and various different types of drugs, cocaine, amphetamine, ecstasy, cannabis, inhalants, tobacco and alcohol, and what the level of usage of these various intoxicants are amongst our teenage population. And I mean, shockingly, in the male population between the age of 12 and 17, alcohol abuse is 86.9% by the age of 17 in Ireland. So that's very, very high indeed. And tobacco is at 50%, and inhalants and cannabis say 23%, and so on. So it's not as if it's not there. It is there, and the question then is, how do we handle it? What do we do about it? And the objective of the programme is to help equip parents if they're facing this issue, because most of them are, is what do they do about it?
So the parents are led into discussions to face these issues and see how they can interact with the problems.
The National Drug Strategy, yeah, which we have, which is going to run from 2009 to 2016, there's an interim report from that strategy, and that strategy identifies about the prevention side and the harm reduction side. But one of the pillars is around prevention, and specifically and particularly it's around parenting skills and targeting measures focused on children and trying to safeguard the next generation. So what we're doing isn't outside any box, yeah. What we're doing is mainstream. Mm. Yeah, it's already been identified in policy documents till you're blue in the face. As well, I suppose one of the main strengths of the programme is that it's families taking control, yeah, once again. It's not really the school, the community, the local football club, or the local disco, or the local pub owner. It's none of them taking control of the situation. Mm. It's families directly taking control of the situation, which is where it really should be, yeah? Because as parents, we're responsible for our families. And we're often led into a false sense of security that there's someone out there with a magic wand who's going to fix things for us when things go wrong. And it causes a bit of complacency within ourselves. We're living in a sophisticated society and we think everything there is working. And often it's not. And responsibility does lie at the doorstep of families to take control of their situations and their circumstances. And this is an enabling tool. Mm-hmm. It's a very powerful enabling tool to help them to do that in, as we said earlier, a non-judgmental, not a judge or a jury way.
So the final session of Module 1 then, Heather?
Well, this is where we talk about what we call message in, message out. In other words, what messages are your teenagers, your adolescents, receiving? The media is very powerful. They get huge messages from the media. They will get some messages from their parents. But actually, the media plays a huge role in teenagers' lives. And it actually has the power to shape their beliefs and values. And it often challenges what they teach at home. So really, one of the values of this particular program is to enable parents to really focus on what's the message we're giving out at home. What's the message? What are we saying? What are we modeling? What are we doing that gives our teenagers a message about their values and the way we'd like them to live their lives, or what's good and healthy in life? And that has to be kind of balanced against what they're hearing in the media. And parents need to be really clued into that and very wise about that.
The other thing also in terms of parents' example is that if parents are, you know, substantial consumers of alcohol, the likelihood is, and the evidence shows, that that's going to follow on into the next generation. You know, and in the course of the non-judgmental approach of the programme, it gives parents an opportunity to reflect and think to themselves, maybe there is something I could do or should do in order to change my own lifestyle and behaviour as a result of what I'm thinking here about passing on to the next generation, as Paula said.
The most important thing is that we have the challenge as parents to help to raise children to reject what's hurtful and select what's helpful. Mm-hmm. And I think if we can get that in balance, we can encourage our kids to be a sieve and not a sponge. They don't have to just take on board everything. To be able to separate reality from fantasy, they're very important things. Our teenagers are hugely swept up by fantasy at the moment. It's the big thing, isn't it? And they're constantly receiving messages, and we have to be the ones that take the responsibility to make sure the right messages are getting through, so we can raise resilient and wise children.
And what's the activity at the end of session one?
Everybody's given something to take home to do each week. So at the end of the first session, they're asked to complete, how well do I know my kids? And there's specific questions, and they're asked to answer those questions for themselves in order to self-discover, you know, how well am I actually connected? Do I know what's really going on in the life of my child?
And they're quite simple questions, like, what's your child's favourite movie? Favourite music? Things that you almost take for granted. And then you discover that when you do go home, that you actually don't know what they are. So it's about trying to find common ground on which to rebuild relationships, or to build a relationship if you don't have one. It's learning through experience, yeah. So they go home, sit at the table with their child for 15 minutes, 20 minutes. They're not talking about drugs or drugs problems or anything like that. They sit with their child and they tell them, I'm doing this parenting program and I have an exercise to do. I've got some homework. Can you help me out, please? So it puts a whole different slant on it. Instead of the child coming home looking to the parent for help, the parent's coming home looking to the child for help. So it changes that dynamic, and it helps them to start a conversation.
Very clever, isn't it? A great way to begin teaching your child is to be a student of your child. We think you'll find our How to Drugproof Your Kids course has loads of practical suggestions like that. You've been listening to Family.ie, and that was just Programme 1 in our 5-part series. Find out more about the Drugproof Your Kids training course and information on how you or your community group can host an event in your area. We'd be honoured to help in any way we can. Also, for copies of this audio series and many others, free to listen to or download for later, we hope you'll head over to Family.ie. There you'll find more resources to help you in your family and relationships, including 10 tips for getting out of debt, encouragement for single parents, and this week's marriage tip. While you're there, make sure you see how you can also follow us on both Facebook and Twitter. Again, that's family.ie. I'm Ronan Johnston, and with thanks to our contributors today, Paul Mangan, Dale Stagg, John Tumburu, and on behalf of our own, Stephen Cardy, Heather Walsh and Ger Shanahan, we thank you for listening and invite you back next time for more. Until then, slán go fóill. Thank you for listening to family.ie. Families strengthening families.